Time certain, the first item, item 729. Please read it, Carla. Thank you.
Declare the Human Access Project's River Hugger Swim Team, based at the Portland Fire and Rescue Station 21 Firehouse Dock, as the City of Portland's Open Water Swimming Safety Ambassadors and the official Open Water Swim Team of the city.
Commissioner Fish. Before we take this up, because we have high school students here who are watching Democracy in Action, we should point out that because there's only three of us today, we do not have a sufficient quorum to take up the consent agenda or emergency items. So that's why we are going to skip. There is no consent agenda, which is for relatively minor matters that can be dealt with as a collection of items. And we will not be taking up emergency items that would otherwise go into effect right away because we only have three members of council. So you're here on an unusual day. Normally we have at least four, but that's one of the consequences of only having three. Mayor.
Very good. First of all, I just want to acknowledge the River Huggers are here. They're pretty easy to spot. They're wearing the bright aqua water-colored shirts. And we've even got, I think, the youngest River Hugger here this morning, bouncing over there on the side. Since its inception in 2010, the Human Access Project has worked to realize the mission of transforming Portland's relationship with the Willamette River. They've organized many events that have encouraged Portlanders to experience their river in many different ways, such as the Big Float, the Recreational Protest Swim, and the Mayoral Swim, which, by the way, is this afternoon. You should all come join myself and the River Huggers at 5:30 p.m. Stan, I'm going to try and get you to come, so be ready for that. We're jumping in at the Station 21 Firehouse Dock on the east side of the river. That's right across the Hawthorne Bridge. Because of their incredible efforts over the past 8 years, Portlanders have a better understanding of the experience of the Willamette River. To date, the Human Access Project has helped direct over 10,000 people wanting to recreate in the Willamette. The River Hugger Swim Team is an important part of HAP's continued efforts. Since the fall of 2014, the team has worked very closely with Portland Fire and Safety to implement safety measures that encourage individuals to recreate and to swim in the river. The swim team is also a fantastic example of what it means to serve the community in an inclusive way. River Huggers draw people from all neighborhoods in the city, and it's open to all swimmers able to swim a mile under 45 minutes. Today, I'm excited to recognize the River Huggers and Human Access Project in this resolution, which proposes the Station 21 Firehouse Dock as the permanent home of the River Huggers and designates them as the City of Portland's Open Water Swimming Safety Ambassadors and the Open Water Swim Team of the City of Portland. And with that, I'd like to turn this over to my colleague, Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. We are fortunate to live in a city that has access to a wealth of natural and outdoor resources, ranging from our amazing parks and trails, beautiful gardens, and the Willamette River. Today we are here to acknowledge those who have worked tirelessly to raise awareness and to make the great river accessible to all, specifically the Human Access Project's River Hugger Swim Team and their partnership with Portland Fire and Rescue and Portland Parks and Recreation. We want to ensure that the Willamette, above all else, is a safe environment where people can have a good time. With this amazing weather we are experiencing, or as relief from the heat, it's a great opportunity to get out and enjoy events such as the Big Float coming up on Saturday, or as the mayor reminded us, the Mayoral Swim today at 5:30. We are incredibly thankful for our partnerships with organizations such as River Huggers and know that this can be another step forward in making the Willamette's a safer, more accessible place for all Portlanders. And I'd now like to turn it over to Willie Levinson from the Human Access Project.
All right, Willie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just really briefly, I'd like to express my
sincerest thanks to Commissioner Salzman's office. Appreciate the long term that you've given to the city of Portland, all the contributions you've made, all the different bureaus you've seen. I hope you'll continue to be involved with the city in being able to provide counsel to the future people who come, because you have so much experience. And I know there's going to be a scrum for Matt Grum among the commissioners once he goes. This resolution is really great thanks to the leadership of Matt. So I want to give thanks to him. And also, Chief Myers, what an outstanding leader. I mean, just you talk to him, and he has this uncanny ability to listen and absorb what you're saying, and he's just such a mellow person. What a great person to have in charge of such an important first response. And so we're thankful for our relationship with the city, and you know, it's great to be acknowledged at this point. And really, as an advocate, the biggest thing I strive for is having the benefit of the doubt when I call people, to be able to have them pick up the phone and say, "Hey, Willie, great, how can I help you?" Because I'd like to feel like we never ask for anything that's not unreasonable things, and when I call, I'm trying to solve problems. So just really grateful for this day, and thank you again.
Thank you.
Mayor, I do have some amendments. I don't know if you have copies, but these amendments were provided to us by Portland Parks and Recreation. I guess we don't have copies. I'll read the intent of the amendments.
That's fine. Good.
Okay. One is to clarify that 4% of the Willamette River shoreline in the central city has a sandy, publicly accessible entry point. The resolution says 5%, so we will correct that with 4%. And then add a whereas: the Willamette River is Portland's second largest public open space. And then to modify one of the whereases to state that swimming safety policy was vetted with Portland Fire, Multnomah County River Patrol, U.S. Coast Guard, and AMR River Rescue, and was adopted later and used for public information by Portland Parks and Recreation.
Dan, I second the package of amendments.
Thank you.
We have a motion and a second. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendments are adopted. That's it?
That's it.
All right. Public testimony.
Yes, we have 11 people signed up.
Very good. 2 minutes each, please. And when your name is called, just come up. The microphones slide around. We now have this novelty-sized giant sign that says keep the mic about 6 to 8 inches away. And there's a yellow light that will go on 30 seconds before your time is up. When your time is up, you'll see a red light and hear a really annoying beep. So keep it to 2 minutes. Please call the first three.
Our Leah Middlebrook, Andrea Milano, and Joe Walsh.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for welcoming us. Thank you for this resolution. And thank you for your comments. I just wanted to share, as a relative newcomer to Portland, that when I moved to Portland, the River Huggers was one of the first ways in which I began to experience community here. And I just wanted to just express my excitement at the way that the city has embraced the Human Access Project and the River Huggers. I also wanted to share with you what it's like. I live in Southeast, and so I go down to the Wood Dock fairly often. And when I'm there, I hear all kinds of languages being spoken, and I really enjoy talking with people who are visiting Portland from other places who know that one of the cool things to do in Portland is plunge in the river. I am so excited that we are now evermore in a position to show Portlanders from all neighborhoods and just all areas how much of a resource the river is, and to continue to make it accessible and inclusive. So the support of the mayor and the city council just helps us extend that. It makes it safer, makes it more popular, makes it more inclusive, and we have a gem. Thank you for supporting it.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm Andrea Milano. For the record, I'm a public librarian. This Saturday morning, fish were jumping. The skies were clearing. The water was fine. I am so happy and thankful to be able to swim in the Willamette River with the salmon. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. And the river is polluted. So says the river keepers. If you go on their website, you will see they talk about lead. They talk about mercury. They talk about runoff from the city. What the hell are you doing? You know, there's two things that I think that the American people think we've gone nuts. This is one of them. The other one is Trump. We have completely gone off the... You are going to take children who have open sores all the time into a river that's contaminated. But you take samples from the top and you say, it's good. Let's go for a swim. Are you nuts? Are you going to knock the poops out of the way as you swim? There is raw sewage in the river, Mayor. Don't laugh. Not funny. You talk about tens of thousands of people that have swum. Has anybody done a study of how many of those people got sick after they did a swim? No. The river keepers warn you. They're not here supporting this. The river huggers are here. They hug the river. They push the poops out of the way and then hug the river. Why are you doing this? What purpose can you say to me, Mr. Walsh, we are going to go for a swim in a polluted river, and this is the reason we're doing it? Go ahead, Mayor. Finish that sentence.
I do it because it's fun, because it's an opportunity to share it with like-minded individuals, because the quality of the water is great, because I've done it many times, and I've never gotten sick. And because it's there, and because it's a fantastic resource for the people of our city, and because more and more people are taking an interest in activating the waterfront and participating. So that's why I do it. You don't have to. It's purely voluntary. It's purely voluntary, Mr. Walsh. You don't have to show up. Next three, please. Thank you.
Voluntary.
Mr. Walsh, thank you for your time is up. Thank you.
Next three are...
Mr. Walsh, this is... this. Excuse me. Mr. Walsh, this is in violation of council rules.
No problems. Let's see what happens. Why don't you use that term?
Goodbye, Mr. Walsh. Thank you for
playing. The next three are Hillary Avant, I believe is the last name, Stephanie Debner, and Margot McCurdy.
Good morning.
My name is Hillary Evert, and I've been a river hugger swimmer since the get-go. And I consider myself a really healthy person, and I credit my morning swims in the river 3 days a week to that. And so not only do I feel like it's making me healthier, but I do feel safe. And I know there's a lot of people to speak about our swim team, but I think I'm the only one that brought one of our float bags, so I just thought I'd show you what it is. So it carries all my possessions in here. I blow it up, and if I ever had a cramp, it's a floaty. It makes me more visible, and I have a whistle on it if I ever needed help. And I think one thing that we didn't mention, too, is when we go on our swims, that we have a bunch of great volunteer and safety kayakers and stand-up paddlers that accompany us. And so... And I just love swimming, and I'm as healthy as a horse. Thanks.
Very good. Thank you. Good morning.
Stephanie's next.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Stephanie Debner, and I moved here from Minnesota about 12 or so years ago. Minneapolis-St. Paul is a city that has great relationship with its public waterways, and that's how a lot of its citizens really connect with the city. And I'm so pleased that Portland is developing that same relationship with the waterways available to it. when I joined River Huggers about 4 years ago and joined this great community of people embracing the resources that we have here. That was the thing that made me feel like I was finally really home here in Portland. It's just such a wonderful thing, you know, to see the sun come up over the city in the water with fish. We've seen herons flying nearby and roosting as we swim by, and also to share the river with the paddlers and kayakers and all of the crew teams and everybody out there enjoying the river and the city from that perspective.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi, my name's Margo McCurdy. I am proud to be a River Hugger. I've been swimming with River Huggers for about 3 years. And I also, in addition to the River Huggers, there are a lot of other groups that are swimming in the river. I swim off of the Fire Dock. I swim out of Selwood. I swim out of the Milwaukee Dock. All of the stretches of the river are equally beautiful. This last weekend, I participated in the Portland Bridge Swim, which, by the way, is put on by the Willamette River Keepers. And was the national championship and brought people from all over the country and even beyond our country to swim in our river. And a lot of people came up to me and commented on how clean and wonderful our river felt. And I felt very proud to be an ambassador of that river.
So was this the first time you'd done that?
I did it as a relay last year, but it was my first time swimming.
So how long did it take you?
6 hours and 20 minutes.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
I feel healthy and strong today.
You look it.
Thank you. In addition, I also am an early childhood educator, and I have been, I feel safe and happy to bring, I bring my kids down to the waterfront. Last year with all the work they did cleaning up Poets Beach, we brought our kids down to the inaugural ceremony opening up Poets Beach. It gives the kids an opportunity to engage with their community, see the city from a different perspective, and also be active participants in our community.
That's awesome. I look forward to doing that some year when I can get the training in. I just really admire people who do that full swim, and I think it's great that you also mentioned that the River Keepers are, in fact, a co-sponsor of that river swim. You're swimming in the water, not eating the dirt on the bottom. Thank you.
Thanks.
The next three are Gretchen Jackson, Jenny, I believe, Malloy, and Dan Burkett. Burkett's. Sorry.
Good morning. Welcome.
May I begin?
Yeah, please.
My name is Gretchen Jackson, and I'm a River Hugger of 4 years, and my relationship fundamentally changed with the city the moment I jumped in the water. I'd lived here for a decade, and I come from the Midwest, where water is celebrated and used regularly. We use it for vistas, but also for plunging in and refreshing ourselves. And the moment that Willie invited folks out to be in the river and cross the Willamette, it really changed the way I see the city. So much, in fact, that I became a swim coach so that I can teach others to do the same effective swimming because the channel can be a little daunting for most. So really the priority here is getting cleaner and cleaner waters. The gentleman that spoke is not telling some untruths because at the bottom of the river there are dangerous pollutants. Mm-hmm. Where we swim, there's not. And that was a concern when I first started to swim. And I called the USGS and spoke with their scientists. And I spoke about the frequency up to 5 times a week. I was swimming for hours on end. And they verified that the water is safe when it's not churned. And so those are things that I do watch out for. I get USGS alerts that tell me the turbidity, the amount of particles in the top of the surface. And I don't swim when it's churned. And luckily, those times are in the winter. So I do winter swim. We have swimmers in the Willamette every week of the year, amazingly enough. And it's just an amazing resource that I continue to work for access to, inclusive of all, even if you don't know how to swim currently. So,
can I add one comment to what your excellent testimony? I have the honor of leading the Bureau of Environmental Services. And on our website, we have real-time data about the health and safety of the river. So anyone that has a question or a concern about whether it's a good time to swim or not, and obviously we discourage people from doing it after big storms for obvious reasons. Sometimes that overwhelms our combined sewer overflow system. But by and large, the data that we publish says it's perfectly safe for people to go in, particularly at the locations that we're talking about.
Absolutely.
We're not talking about the middle of the harbor. You know, we're talking about upstream, and I think that's important for people to know.
And bravo for seeing the river here and in the mural above. It's represented in council every single day.
Sure.
So thank you.
Well said. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Janie Malloy, and I am the instigator for the River Huggers. And I love this community, and I'm so pleased and happy to be here. And thank you so very much for what you have done to promote swimming in the river. I started swimming when I was 3 years old. I have swam in this river. I've swam in Clackamas Cove. I go over to Lake Vancouver. I swim throughout the area. I am an U.S. Master Swimmer, All-American Swimmer, and
right.
National Open Water Swimmer title holder. So I do know a little bit about water, swimming in cold water and clean water, and I promote it, and I teach children how to swim, and not this one yet, but if you want to be healthy and you want to experience the magic and the joy of being alive, doing it from the river is an amazing thing. It's sensory deprivation. You kind of get into your head, but then you are so grateful. And you breathe deeply, and you see the mountains and the clouds and the water, and it's spectacular. Tomorrow I'm heading to Foster Lake to do a competitive USMS swim. And thank you so much for supporting our sport and just overall health and well-being of people. Thank you.
Ma'am, can I ask you a question? The mayor likes to tout all the mountains he's climbed and the Ironman things he's entered into. I'm just curious, if you and he were to have a measured race along the Willamette, how much of a head start would you have to give him in order to make it a fair race?
I don't know. Let's try it a day, Ted.
We have a date.
This afternoon.
5:30.
Let's do
today
it.
5:30. But you have to bring the baby.
Okay. All right. Thank
that,
you very
that
much.
Does actually raise a funny story. I did the swim last year with my daughter, then 10 years old, and she's a pretty good swimmer. She'd never been in an open water scenario, though, but she loved jumping in. That was the highlight of it. And she loved swimming for about the first 50 yards. And then we went under the Hawthorne Bridge, and she started to freak out a little bit about the bridge. It was just sure. something about the bridge. And so she promptly jumped on my back. And I swam the rest of the way across with my daughter on my back.
Wow.
And so I asked her if she wanted to come today, and unfortunately she's actually doing roller derby today. She's at roller derby camp. But I like to think that river swimming toughens you up a little bit as well. But your comments about sensory deprivation, that's one of the reasons I love it. When you are swimming, you are very much in the moment. You're very much in the moment.
Yeah,
and
it's liquid therapy.
Yeah, it's an amazing experience. You stated it so well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi, I'll be brief. My name's Dan Berkery. It's the first time I've done anything like this, so I'm a little nervous. But I'm an 18-year resident of Portland. I come from San Francisco. And I love this city. And I've just fallen in love and been in love with it for the last 18 years. I grew up or was raised on a wild river, Forks of the Salmon, California, where I learned to swim in a wild river. I'm a surfer. I surf in the ocean. And there's just something about swimming in a wild space that is unlike anything else. It's just wild. It connects you to nature. And when I view Portland, I view it as an outdoor city. There's hikers, there's fishers, there's bikers, there's climbers, all that sort of stuff. And when I view this city, I love in the sort of Michel Delacroix picture painting that you put out to the world, I view all those things, and I also view swimmers safely swimming in our Portland River.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, all three of you, for being here.
Thanks.
Thank you.
The next three are Charles Bridge Crane, Mark Burton, and Ruth Williams. Charles may have left. The last person is Mimi Gurman.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Am I starting?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
My name is Ruth Williams. I'm a safety kayaker for the River Huggers, and I'm also a certified arborist and a mother of twins. And when I was pregnant with them, I was really sick, and so I was kayaking instead of swimming. Just getting out there in the morning and kayaking across the river was just really healing for me and really just settling, and it really helped, I think, helped my pregnancy and helped them settle. This community has been so amazing to us and to our family to be able to participate in this kind of competitive sport, but not really competitive, but be able to participate throughout my pregnancy and then throughout them being really little. We've just been really welcomed. It's such an inclusive group. They welcome all ages and abilities, and safety kayaking is a wonderful alternative, additional way to get involved as well. So we check the Bureau of Environmental Services levels for the pollutants and the algae, and we look at that website a lot, and we love that it's on Facebook as well, and it gives us updates. And we're just really, really grateful for the resource that this is, and I just am here to say thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in and reminding us all that there's lots of different ways to engage with the river. Really appreciate it, and congratulations.
Hello, my name is Mark Burton.
Hey, Mark.
Hi. I swam first with the River Huggers about 3 years ago. I came here from Chicago in 1992, and I greatly enjoyed swimming in Lake Michigan out in the open water, and so would do so here in the mountain lakes from time to time. But when there was first my understanding that there was an opportunity to swim in the river, that was great, so it's close to home, can swim more often and enjoy the outdoors because I find it so much more enjoyable and refreshing than swimming in a swimming pool, which I still do, but it's not near as pleasant. So I think with one of the nice things about this developing more and more is that with more people coming to Portland and becoming more dense, I think it'll be more and more important for people to have ways of recreating in the outdoors, and swimming in the river is a wonderful way to do that, and there are plenty of people who may prefer swimming over jogging around the river, so I'm just really appreciative of River Huggers for that opportunity and for what you've done to accept and endorse that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Mimi Gurman, and I'm here to demand that we end the occupation by ICE of the ICE building.
Me?
And until that happens, I'm going to come up to this table and I'm going to request very strongly, I'm going to stand and tell you that it's time for extraordinary measures to occur to get rid of ICE from the city.
I'm happy to hear you out, but you are now in violation of council rules.
If you can talk about
Mimi, excuse me. We'll take a 5-minute recess. 5-minute recess. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, I'm back. Did you miss me? The old 1-2 trickaroo. Are you going to talk about the river?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Because that's what all these people came down to discuss. And it's not fair if they come here and take time away from their work and their families to be here, and then other people decide to rob them of their voice. It is not fair. So we'll wait till my colleagues come back in a minute. I give them 5 minutes. I'm going to see you at 4:30, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
that'll be fine. That'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll do a free trip for 1 or 2.
Yeah, 4:30 is good. Yeah, thanks.
Still a video I wanted to
show. Oh, good. Yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll just wait till we get my colleagues back in here in a sec. I haven't seen her since she stood on the rostrum and flipped me off like a year ago.
No, actually,
where's she been?
She was the one who said that